From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A Senate committee held a hearing today to consider whether oil company BP can be limited in what it must pay to address the ongoing oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. BP has said it will pay all legitimate claims. However, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports senators are worried there might be some legal loopholes that could leave taxpayers holding the bag.
The senators worried that BP might be able to use current law to renege on promises to pay for cleanup costs and claims associated with the spill. Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions sought assurance from Associate Attorney General Thomas Pirelli.
Is there any question that the responsible party, this case BP, is responsible for all the cleanup costs, the marshes, the beaches, and that kind of thing?
Senator, there's no question that they're responsible for all the removal costs.
The Senate is considering changing one existing law to retroactively lift a cap on economic damages to $10 billion or higher. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is calling on lawmakers on Capitol Hill to approve a package of tax changes, credits, and loans targeted at small business. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden today, Mr. Obama called small business the driving force behind the economic recovery, and he said House and Senate lawmakers need to move quickly to adopt a package that includes eliminating capital gains taxes for those making long-term investments in small business. The proposal would also create a small business credit program for states that have had to cut back on their own lending programs. Housing prices in the U.S. dropped 0.5% in March. That's according to the latest S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Daniel Carson reports while the home buyer tax credit pushed up home sales, it did not translate into higher prices.
While housing prices haven't taken any nosedives, they fell in 13 of the 20 cities the index tracks. Only six posted gains. Home sales, meanwhile, went up last month, thanks in large part to the government's tax credit. One reason prices aren't keeping pace, the fire sales of foreclosed properties are dragging down prices. But Dana Saporta, an economist with Stone and McCarthy Research, says that could be a good thing.
One might say that this is a precondition for a healthier future for the housing market. We're working off some of the inventory of these distressed properties, and that should pave the way for a more sustainable market going forward.
Analysts expect demand for homes will go up this summer, and that should keep prices stable. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Even with the recent volatility on Wall Street, consumers are a bit more upbeat about the direction of the economy, at least based on the latest assessment from the Conference Board. Its monthly snapshot of consumer confidence, the New York-based research group says consumer confidence rose this month for a third straight month. Meanwhile, another of those volatile days on Wall Street is investors worried over the situation in Europe. However, after being down at one point by more than 1% today, there was some recovery in the final hour of trading. The Dow closed down 22 points. The S&P 500 actually rose a fraction. You're listening to NPR. Space Shuttle Atlantis astronauts are wrapping up what will be the last scheduled mission for the shuttle, preparing for a scheduled 8:45 a.m. landing of Atlantis tomorrow at Cape Canaveral. Commander Kenneth Ham, who took along a small U.S. flag that flew on Atlantis' 1985 maiden flight, noted the shuttle over the course of its 32 missions has spent nearly 300 days in orbit, traveling a total of 120 million miles. The astronauts spent today preparing for their return after 12 days circling the planet. They also visited the International Space Station. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula are escalating after South Korea announced measures to punish the North for the deadly sinking of a South Korean naval ship 2 months ago. It left 46 sailors dead. From Seoul, Wally Sykow-Tao reports both Koreas are exchanging tough words.
Through its official media, the North declared today it is severing ties to the South and expelling all South Koreans working in a border town just north of Seoul. This comes as South Korea began broadcasting official propaganda along its side of the heavily militarized land border with the North. The military broadcasts are described as psychological warfare and includes President Lee Myung-bak's speech from yesterday when he announced new measures to make the North accountable for what Lee called the North's provocative act. Lee says from this moment on, no North Korean ship will be allowed to make passage through any of the shipping lanes in waters under our control. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sykow-Tao in Seoul.
Crude oil futures prices posted another sharp decline today. Crude was down $1.46 a barrel to end the session at $68.75 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.